Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
You know, 4 out of 3 people can't do fractions.
It's really weird, isn't it?
I want a quarter pounder because it's bigger than a third pounder.
No, when she said that, was it last week? You said that? You actually thought a fourth was larger than a third.
No, I was just trying to say I wasn't really listening, but... And it was a great point. I don't remember what my point was, but it was good.
Okay.
Hilarious.
Really good point.
Story here from the USA Today. Former, Football Hall of Famer Dan Marino has revealed that he is dealing with and has been dealing with a liver disease for nearly a decade, but that by making adjustments to his lifestyle, he believes his prognosis is, quote, going to get better and better and better. In an interview with People magazine, the former Miami Dolphins quarterback said he first began feeling a little bit fatigued in 2007 and found out after a routine checkup that he had, I can't pronounce it, but it's known as MASH, metabolic dysfunction associated, and I cannot pronounce that next word. The condition formerly called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is caused by an excess of fat cells accumulating in the liver. Says he's now exercising more regularly than he did after his playing days ended, and he's making major adjustments to his diet after doctors told him to cut back on the wine and the pizza and the candy and the ice cream.
If you missed it at 2 o'clock, I do think we would be remiss if we did not at least mention the passing of Hollywood icon, legend, actor, and director Robert Redford. I'm going to go home and choose one of his films tonight. We have not decided which one.
It's not going to be The Way We Were.
Well, I threw that out there for discussion.
Why don't you just break up with him right now?
Would you like to play the song again, Sam? Because I've been singing it all day. And by the way,
I will not be playing the song.
I posted
ever in
just
my life
a screenshot of Barbra Streisand and The Way We Were with a little sad face emoji. And every single woman that followed my page said, sister, I hear you. We're singing the same song today.
Not a single man did. How many men commented on that?
There were none.
Of course there were not. Of course not. Men have pride in their movie choices and music.
Okay. Smiles we gave to
I was out there in the newsroom not long ago singing that
Actually,
song.
Dan was. When I was singing it, he joined in. Can it be?
It's a great song.
It is a great song.
Why do you hate art?
Thank you.
My goodness.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sam. Okay.
A couple local notes. Did you see starting, I think it's in 2 nights, the former KCTV5 tower will light up on our skyline once again. Mm-hmm. Mayor made the announcement. The city says they're going to have like a lighting ceremony in a couple of nights.
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Carolyn Long is coming back to light
it. Oh, I love that.
I think Mackie told me that.
And then do we have new lights? And then who is the person responsible for going up there? Because what used to happen back in the day, if I may, is that it was a beautiful part of our skyline that was never fully lit. It would just look like this ratty, you know, like your neighbor that never takes their Christmas lights down on the top of their house for like 6 years. And there's only a few of them twinkling. Like someone, if we're going to do it, Let's do it.
Not to be the ultimate pessimist, but whatever. It's my typical role. I'll take it. I give it about 6 months before we get to the half-lit, ratty.
No.
Bulbs are going to be going out. The cost of sending somebody up there to replace those bulbs is not cheap.
They're going to have to hire somebody. But
Who's paying the electric bill?
We have better lighting technology now, though. The lights should last longer.
What do you mean they're gonna light it back up again? I mean, there has to be lights on there now.
Well, no.
They have the standard red light at the top so that Johnny Rollins doesn't.
And stuff like that.
But there haven't been.
But you're talking about the way they used to light it up.
The entire triangle will be.
Where it looked almost like.
Lit beacon of fabulousness.
Like an empty Eiffel Tower.
Yes.
It's going to make it through one winter and then it's going to be a constant battle.
The ice is a thing when it rains and that turns into freezing rain, that is a thing. They shut down 31st and Grand. They do. They do that whether it's lit or not.
Okay.
And then this from Channel 9, the Nelson Atkins Museum shuttlecock will get its first makeover in 22 years.
By makeover, can we just melt them down and get rid of it?
Why do you hate art? One of the four iconic shuttlecocks on the grounds of the Nelson Atkins is getting a makeover. This week, a crew dismantled, loaded, and then transported the artwork for industrial painting. It is the shuttlecock on the southwest part of the lawn, by the way.
What doesn't make sense to me is, why do you have to take it apart to repaint it?
The thing is huge.
Get a ladder.
Each of the nine fiberglass feathers was taken off one at a time, followed by the aluminum base with the orange ball at the bottom.
Let's take it over to this other place so that we have to get on a ladder over there to paint rather than right here.
So I'm with Sam on this one. Are there not enough professional painters in this town? I don't know, Serpro?
You can't just grab a roller and paint the shuttlecock,
Scott. No, but you can grab a brush.
Oh, my God. The one dismantled. The one dismantled this week had 22 years of exposure without a makeover. It's been 22 years.
Dana, I am not opposed to them putting fresh paint on the shuttlecocks. What I can't figure out is, why can't we just get some painter to come over and start painting on them?
It probably works better to take them apart so that you can paint each individual section for the paint.
Why do you guys hate small business?
Who do you think
is going to be painting?
You can't take art. You remember the woman that tried to take the painting of Jesus because she thought it looked old?
Well.
And she tried with a Sharpie marker to make it better. That's why you don't do that with the shuttlecock, Scott. That's why.
Hang on, Sam. There's only two colors on the shuttlecock, white and orange.
It is more involved than that. You're the guy at the Plaza Art Fair, by the way, if I may, every year, walks by every single booth and goes, I could do that. You know he is. You know he is that guy.
Well, first of all, that's not true.
I could do that.
Well, if I can do it, it's not art.
You are out of control.
Right.
And why are we over-enunciating the second part of that word?
Shuttlecock.
Just to be careful, Sam.
There's the opposite.
Shuttlecocks.
It's probably a paint that has some kind of weatherproofing inside of it, and they want to make sure they cover every single square inch.
If it's been 22 years, I would surmise.
Even the places that overlap with where they stick it together.
That it's a special kind of paint.
I guess special kinds of paint can't be transported in vehicles.
When was the last time you went over there?
The museum?
Yeah.
I believe it was last fall.
Okay.
T and I went down there. We did, listen, hang on here, Captain. I love art. In fact, I took great pride when I took the girls to London. We went to their big, museum, whatever it's called. I can't remember.
The British Museum?
Is that what it's called?
Well, it depends on which one you went to.
It's the big one in London with all the very...
The Louvre?
That's in Paris.
Whatever.
Which is in France.
At the foreign desk.
You are listening to the Art Hour on Dana and Parks.
And so I took great pride. I turned the corner, tons of rooms, tons of paintings. And Maya has never been my child who's appreciated art.
Okay.
And I turned the corner and I see her staring at a Monet.
Yeah.
And I was like, finally. Yeah. I can appreciate good art, and the Nelson has some really,
it's
really
an amazing
good art.
Place.
Really good art. And we went there last fall and went through the first two floors, the third floor, And then we went and had lunch on the plaza. It was
lovely. And sometimes whimsy plays a part in the display of art.
Art like can be whimsical, Scott.
The shuttlecocks. They're whimsical. They're unique.
And the art that's at the Louvre in London, I think, is some of the finest art
it's very
that
all,
this planet
it's
has
all
ever
very
known.
Good. It's all very well done.
Maybe
and
next.
It's landlocked, so you can drive there.
913-586.
You should not talk about art the same way I should not talk about geography. We should just have a rule.
I know art.
I know geography.
I took an art. When we come back from this commercial break, we'll share with everyone some of your vast knowledge of geography.
We'll also share with you today's ADD word of the day.
Oh, that's right. We forgot about that.
We did.
Sam Stevie, Dan Weinbaum, Dana Wright. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
So the paper's pretty good, huh? The new TV, the Office
the
offshoot.
Office spinoff, yeah. It's good. The first episode is slow, and it's almost like, man, why are you guys trying so hard to be The Office? And then it totally changes.
Is it called The Paper?
It's called The Paper.
Okay.
And I'll let everybody else kind of learn how they became a paper by watching the show. I don't want to spoil the first episode. But it's pretty good.
But when you say it's a spinoff, is there any connection with The Office, or is this just the people who created The Office have now created another similarly funny sitcom?
So there is a cameo in the first episode of an office or a character from The Office, and then a prominently featured character in the paper, Oscar.
Got it. Oh, yeah.
Remains. Everything else is just the directors, the show style. But, it's not a paper company. It's a newspaper. And as somebody in journalism, maybe I'm a little biased, but I think it's really good.
Okay. What's it on? What network?
Peacock.
So listen to this. There is a movie. It's a select release in a couple of nights, and I don't think it's coming to Kansas City. So it's going to be in theaters here in the next couple of nights. But then on October 3rd, they're going to release it on stream on Apple TV. I'm going to actually see if you can find the trailer, Sam.
Okay.
Of all people, Jamie Lee Curtis posted about this today with a photograph that I shared with Scott. And the photo is the back of, very clearly it is a school bus. But the back of the school bus has this almost artistic, bizarre.
Orange red,
like blown glass. Think of hand blown glass on the back of it, Sam. Mm-hmm. You don't even realize what you're looking at until you realize that is the back of a school bus that went through the wildfires in California.
Whoa.
And not only did it go through the wildfires, it went on and on through that tragedy. My God, the person driving that bus is a hero. The adults that helped are heroes. There were 22 children on the bus. The movie is called The Lost Bus, and Jamie Lee Curtis had something to do with it. She posted about it today, and during a commercial break, I go down a rabbit hole looking on deep into what happened here. Matthew McConaughey plays the bus driver, and somehow—
Oh, so it's not a documentary.
No, it is a movie based on the real—
Got it.
—events that happened during one of the wildfires. America Ferrera is in it. It already has— 8 out of 10 on IMDb and 82% on Rotten Tomatoes. Hmm. It's going to be one of those, though, that like edge of your seat.
Oh, I want to see this already.
The minute I saw Jamie Lee Curtis's photos of the real bus, yeah, you're like, how did anyone survive this?
It's another dry and windy day in paradise.
Thanks to all drivers. There's a situation developing at Ponderosa Elementary. There are 23 kids who are stranded. Is there anybody in the area that can pick them up? Is there anybody that can go and pick these kids up?
I'm Mary.
Kevin.
Kids, this is our bus driver, Kevin.
I don't think you understand the urgency of our situation here.
Quietly, calmly, one single line. You got all of us who are going to be there? It's going to take 10 minutes. Do you have any safety protocols on this bus?
Yep, you got that.
Great, yeah, that'll make all the difference.
They have one fire extinguisher.
It sounds very interesting.
Okay, I don't think I can watch it.
Why?
I think that's one of those that Dana will not do well watching that. The children look to be, Sam, what would you say?
I mean, elementary school.
Well, they said elementary school.
They're like 9 years old.
Dispatching to an elementary school.
What you couldn't see in the trailer that we'll tell you here is McConaughey is just on a school bus done with his day. And you hear the radio dispatch say, "We have kids stranded. Can anyone help?" And he takes a minute to think about it. He's got a family of his own. And then is like, I'll do it. I'll do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, if they all live, I mean.
Well. Scott, it is, I don't know, how did they film this, Sam? They are in the middle of an inferno.
What do you mean? It's just a movie.
Well, yeah, but like, do you see the, I mean, and I realize this
see,
is
people
like,
in movies, when they get shot, don't really get shot.
It's on a closed set. I understand that. But look, like, this is going to be one of those movies that is so stressful, kind of like The Impossible with Naomi Watts. Like, I really want to see it, but now I just looked at the trailer and I'm like, I don't know that that's a movie for Dana.
When you see the bus driving through the fire, that's either
CGI
fire, or there's one stunt guy on the bus and they use creative angles so that you don't have to see kids.
My goodness.
All right, now for your anti-dumb-dumb word of the day.
Ready.
An hour late.
Lay it on me.
It's all right. Man, you take this real personally.
I do. Selkuth.
Selkuth?
Selkuth.
Go Selkuth somewhere else. We're all full here.
We're all stuck.
That's certainly not what it means.
Selkuth.
Selkuth. Can you spell it?
S-E-L-C-O-U-T-H.
Can you use it in a sentence, please, sir?
S-E-L-C-O-U-T. Well, Kuth, we know what Kuth means.
The idea that they would film a movie in a wildfire with real fire would be very Selkuth.
Hard to believe?
Obvious.
No.
Selkuth. Well, you know what uncouth means?
Difficult.
No.
All right, lay it on me.
Unusual or strange.
Selkuth.
Selkuth dates back to the 12th century.
Oh my gosh, we're going all that way back?
Mm-hmm.
Is its origins really in English?
It's in London.
Old English, Middle English. Yeah.
Selkuth.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Probably first used in the English capital of Paris.
That's right.
Got you.
At the Louvre.
Speaking of fire, when we get back, we will talk about the ruling late today. The Kansas City firefighter involved in that horrible crash in Westport.
2021.
With three dead. Remind me, Scott. Three people lost their lives in that crash.
Three people did lose their lives. That's correct.
You heard it in Dan's newscast. He is going to work again. He gets his job back with a string of other Perks. Benefits and can drive again.
Dana, he gets a temporary promotion. A temporary promotion.
We'll talk about it when we get back.
According to an arbitrator, Leland Schurin also authorized firefighter Dominic Mascari to drive a fire apparatus again and work temporarily at a higher rank. And the city and the Kansas City Fire Department must scrub from Biscari's personnel and KCFD files any reference other than the three-day suspension, according to the arbitrator. The records must only state that he was involved in a motor vehicle accident while on duty, which with his negligence and along with the negligence of others, resulted in fatalities. Final version of the ruling, which was first issued last year and then challenged by the city, was filed in Jackson County Circuit Court last week and awaits the court's confirmation. Now, help me understand something.
Yeah.
The file that what they're allowed to write in his records is that he was involved in a motor vehicle accident while on duty, which with his negligence and along with the negligence of others resulted in fatalities. He also has to serve a 3-day unpaid suspension. Am I right?
Yes.
So far, so good, right?
Right.
And yet gets to work temporarily at a higher rank? Am I missing something?
That's not a temporary promotion, I don't think. And the text line has some insight into this as well, where if somebody of a higher rank is off, he is allowed to step up in rank to fill that hole for the time.
Which presumably would bring with it a slightly
yes.
higher pay for at least the time being.
Which would in some ways be seen as a promotion. If I had to guess, this is an argument of had I been working all of this time, I would have built up rank to the point where
oh,
I was
I
in this
saying.
Position to take over as, say, captain, should the captain have a week off.
I mean, he did plead guilty, the story goes on to note, to three counts of involuntary manslaughter.
That is correct.
And he was sentenced to up to 12 years in prison. He instead was given 3 years probation and 40 hours of community service.
That is always where I've never been able to square any of this. He pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter. Three counts.
And instead of 12 years, got probation.
Wasn't there also reports, and correct me if I'm wrong, and if I'm wrong, I'll freely and quickly admit it, that his pumper had been called off?
It had been, yes.
Also, the reports that
speed was a factor. We
he was all speeding,
of all of that
raining,
stuff is in the public
red.
Is in the public domain. Remember, the family had to raise money or something, Scott, to get the city to put one of those sensors at that intersection.
Mm-hmm.
The family of the three victims paid for that, so that when an emergency vehicle comes up on that intersection, it automatically flips the light from green to red and red to green so that the emergency vehicle can safely go through. It's my understanding the pumper had the apparatus on it to change the lights, but the intersection did not have the matching apparatus
for the lights to change.
And it's what's considered a blind intersection because of how close the buildings are to the intersection.
What am I missing?
Even the city's even going to pay his fees.
Even his attorney in the story in the Kansas City Star says he's a young man who made a mistake.
Yeah.
And listen,
I don't deny that. I don't think he set out that morning
of course not.
Ruin three families' lives forever.
Of course not.
You know, I think, let me ask you this, Scott. Could people get past he's going to retain his job and back pay? I think the being allowed to drive is where people are going, especially if you're a family member of one of those people who lost their lives. You're going to go, like, are you kidding me?
And if I remember correctly, he also didn't have the greatest record behind the wheel.
Don't make this about even the fire department. If you drove for Uber and killed three people, or you drove for Pizza Hut and killed three people, or you drove for the city bus.
For Yellow Freight.
Yes, Yellow Freight, or the city bus system and killed three people. Like, I just feel like it would naturally flow from that you can't do that job anymore.
I think what bothers me about this story more than anything else is it's almost as if the arbitrator is telling the city, you didn't see anything, you didn't hear anything,
they know this is all
you
be
don't
public.
Know anything.
They know this is all going to be public.
What I'm saying is, let me rephrase then. It's almost as if the arbitrator is saying to the city, nothing happened here, there's nothing to see, let's move on.
And by the way, Dana, to your point about jobs that you wouldn't be allowed to continue doing if you had this type of wreck, for most people, driving would be something you wouldn't be allowed to continue doing if you had this type of wreck.
Well, certainly if you have a C-class, certainly.
Just driving in general.
Don't you have to have a CDL to drive a fire? I would assume. I don't know.
He was 21 years old at the time, and I said this at the time. I think people would be surprised that someone at that very young age, at age 21, Scott, a young man cannot even legally rent a car. Mm-hmm. You cannot even legally rent a car at age 21. I think people would be surprised that in any city there are 21-year-olds driving pumpers. Like, I would just assume that that's something the older, seasoned, like, big, burly firefighter that has been on the force saving lives for 20 years has that job.
But keep in mind, a number of states, and we've been reporting about this because of an over-the-road trucker shortage in the United States, some states, if I'm not mistaken, have started lowering the legal driving age on a semi to 18. Some states have made it 19.
Completely not okay with that. I'm completely not okay with that.
It feels to me like the guy is being rewarded for making what his own attorney called a mistake. And that's where I kind of have a problem with this.
And by God, what if something similar happens again with him behind the wheel?
well, look at it the other way, Sam. God forbid, whoever you are, whatever your job is right now, if something of that nature happened when you were behind the wheel, mm-hmm. The first thing most people would say, this is just me, I am never getting behind the wheel of that thing again, ever. You would have PTSD after something like that.
Well, and you know, it's not uncommon if you go to the grocery store to see some firefighters roll up in their pumper. Or if you're just in traffic, you know, maybe they're coming back from an emergency or whatever. There's three or four other guys in these pumpers. And to your point, Dana, if this had happened to me, why would you even want behind the wheel? I don't know if being a pumper driver pays more than being just one of the passengers who still has to get out and risk their lives fighting a fire. Why would it matter that he still gets to drive a pumper? You get to be in a pumper, but you don't get to drive it. And we'll take you to every emergency we go to. Okay, get on in. Let's go, William, or whatever his name is. We're going to a fire. But Tom's driving today. I can't get past the idea that there's the see nothing, hear nothing kind of mentality about this arbitrator's decision today.
But that's what arbitration is for. You realize that.
Oh, I thought it was to kind of find a middle ground.
That's why in contract disputes and, you know, even in broadcasting, Scott, you know this, if something goes down, you agree up front that we will go to arbitration. Yes. You know why? Because it is quieter, usually.
Not in this case.
And in better road for the corporation usually to go that route.
Well, if the corporation in this case is the city, it didn't go in their direction.
That is true. I mean, but it's all city.
Yeah, you're right. No, I know you're right. I'm just just kind of shocked at the decision the way it came out. I thought for sure there has to be some sort of middle ground where they can say you can stay on the job. We'll give you half of your back pay. This idea of working at a higher rank is just silly to me. But you can't drive a truck anymore. You can't drive a fire truck anymore. Those days are over, friend. Let's go to Pat in Lawrence, 913-586-7798. Hey. Hello, Pat. Hi.
I just want to say that, okay, you guys are talking about age and everything else. According to federal law, you can get your CDL at the class at the age of 21 years old of age. Now, that's not including farm class or licenses for kids that are working on farms. But as a firefighter, 95% of them that drive fire trucks have to have at least a Class B, because a lot of those trucks have air brakes on them. Hmm. You don't have to have a Class A, which is the highest you can get to run over the road semis. But you have to have a Class B license, and at the age of 21, you're allowed to get one on that. So I can understand the question about the age, but then again, you know, he's illegal at 21 to have a Class B license and be able to drive that truck.
Yeah, but I guess where I'm going with this, Pat, is, and I hear what you're saying, and we appreciate the call. If we're going to get young people, and by young, I mean 21, behind the wheel of a fire truck, let's let them drive it to the grocery store when we're getting our week supplies of food, not on an emergency call.
I think most people would say, and I go back to my rent-a-car argument, Scott, there are statistical reasons and decades of crash data that are behind decisions like you can't rent a car until age 25, especially with young men. They've looked at those numbers. All of the rental car companies have looked at the numbers. There's a reason they have come up with the number 25.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Parks. We were crunching the numbers, and we still have hope, but the Royals have 12 games left, and they're 6.5 back.
So you're saying there's a chance?
From the wild card, from the last available wild card. So it's going to take...
I do believe what he is saying is there is not a chance.
I didn't say that, Sam. It's not what I said.
Well, the chance is greater than zero.
It's they have a 6% chance of making the playoffs.
Really?
6%.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep. This story here, the headline is what grabbed my attention. The average child earns more than $100 in allowance per month.
How much?
$100 a month just in allowance. Okay. 31% of parents, according to a new survey, 31% of parents with children 18 and under have experienced this exact scenario with trying to figure out what did the kid just buy, with each incident costing an average of $170. For example, video game, a smartphone, even cryptocurrency. Perhaps even more stunning, the average child in the United States is earning about $100 in allowance every single month. That is not what I got.
Well, but that's $25-ish dollars a week. And that's certainly not what I got either. We're talking like $5 back in the day.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I think I got about $5 maybe a week.
You guys got allowance?
Well, when I was under the age where I could work, yeah.
I got food.
And clothes?
Yeah.
on a good month?
Uh-huh. And I got clothing, Sam. I mean, not to get into a back and forth over who was more poor, but we could play that game. I got clothing that was, it was all hand-me-down. It was, there were no, I wanted Guess jeans so badly. Oh
you
my
think I got
gosh.
New clothes?
I wanted Guess jeans so badly. Do you remember back in the day?
Screw both of you. My mom put me in corduroy pants in Texas. Do you know how hot that was? Corduroy.
Sounds expensive.
Corduroy is not expensive. So did you ever get a pair of Guess jeans? Like when you were 16 and you had your first job or something?
I think we waited an appropriate amount of time to where it wasn't popular anymore and the cost came down. And then I did.
Ah.
And people are like, look at you.
What were some of the other big ones back then?
1982 called.
Right.
Pepe. You remember Pepe?
And what was, it started with a Benetton?
Benetton?
Was Benetton a jeans company?
They had jeans.
I mean, for girls, no self-respecting
dude. Do you think we had a Benetton in Topeka, Kansas, please? Venture was a huge big deal when I was growing up.
They didn't carry Benetton?
That was high on the hog if you went to Venture. And Maurice's, don't get me started.
Maurice's, I forgot. There's a Maurice's over here on Shawnee Mission Parkway.
No way.
Right in the same building as Target.
Like the same Maurice's.
I don't know. I haven't been to a Maurice's since I was like, I don't know, 16.
I dare you to walk in tomorrow with your letter jacket on. Wear your letter jacket with a straight face.
And my jersey.
And ask them if they sell rolled up jeans.
That's not going to happen. I think I'm going to take
what
a
about torn jeans?
Or acid washed.
Yes, ooh, please.
Oof. Mm-hmm. If it was torn and acid washed and tight on the ankles, and you were looking that Joe Elliott vibe.
Whoa.
Oh.
Whoa.
Hold the girls back.
Okay.
Manhattan's biggest little retail corner will have a lot of friends this year. The glass-wrapped rounded corner at 701 7th Avenue, a.k.a. 20 Times Square, has been vacant since the building opened at the corner of West. But who cares? They're going to open up a Perks, a Central Perks there, just for a little bit.
Okay.
It's going to be kind of cool. Birthdays today. Let's see what we got. Nick Jonas is 33. Tamron Hall, the journalist, is 55. Amy Poehler is 54. Richard Marx, your favorite in-flight hero.
Right here waiting.
Is 62. And Mark Anthony is 57. We got to run.
It don't mean nothing.
Have a great night. Have a great night. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, Sam Stevie III. Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. We'll see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Be safe, be well, and be good. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.